welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we're going to continue catching up with some of the managers who've had good starts to the Premier Division season, as we'll be joined later by the managers at Stafford Rangers, FC United of Manchester, Warrington Rylands, Worksop Town. But to kick the show off this week, we're going to talk to Mark Fell at Lancaster City. A good week for Mark and his team at the Giant Axe. A 0-0 draw with Worksop Town on Saturday was followed up with a 3-0 victory over, at the time, the unbeaten Macclesfield. A great win on Tuesday evening. That result sees Lancaster City fifth in the league table after four rounds of matches. And to judge the mood now at Lancaster City as we head towards the busy bank holiday weekend, I caught up with their manager. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Mark Fell. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, first is first, we have to start off with that Tuesday night victory against Macclesfield, a 3-0 win. Very good performance. How was your evening?
It was one of the better evenings. I'm happy to admit that. I thought we were magnificent. We worked ever so hard, as we do for every game, to try and put a plan in place that we felt might mitigate, you know, some of their strengths. And don't get me wrong, they're an excellent side who will undoubtedly be at the top end of this division. I mean, we've had a really tough start. You look at the two that most people have talked about in Radcliffe and Macclesfield. We've played them both in the first four or five games. So we went about our business really, really, really well in terms of how we tactically prepared for the game, and the lads delivered. They really did. And to be fair, by their own admission at Macclesfield, it couldn't be more. We missed a couple of really good chances at 1-0 and 2-0. So, yeah, it was an uncharacteristically comfortable night, because I don't think anyone expects it to be comfortable against a team like that. But the players take all the plaudits, because the work that they've done on the pitch was enough to get the job done.
And how have you found the start more generally? Because, like you mentioned, I mean, if you're taking on Radcliffe one Tuesday, then Macclesfield the other Tuesday, and in between that you've got Worksop away, if you pick up 4 points out of that, you've done pretty well, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, really pleased with that. I mean, I had a target for these first six games. We've got two of them left, and we're one win away from that target. So anything above that would be magnificent. Obviously, Radcliffe, we won the first game of the season against Stafford. We lost at Radcliffe, but gave a really good account of ourselves with 10 men for 70 minutes of that game. Worksop, really tough game. I think a lot of clubs will struggle going there. I think the pitch is something that clearly they're really used to playing on. It's a really strange 3G in terms of how it plays. It's quite sticky when we were there. And I think they'll do really well. I wouldn't be surprised if Worksop are in and around the playoffs at the end of the season. So you put Macclesfield into that mix as well, and we've had a really tough start. You know, I don't envisage Guiseley being a straightforward game on Saturday either. So we're really pleased with how we've started. We're really pleased with the squad that we've got. What we have done is kept the lion's share of the players that we had last year. So last year was our big overhaul year. We made, I think, 11, 12 signings last summer. This summer, we've signed three or four just to complement what we already had. And I think that we're starting to see the benefit of that, really.
And one of those players who was there at the club last season and has started this season off really, really well is Jake Connolly. Three goals in the last four matches. He's had a good start.
He has, and he had a hernia all last year. Yeah. So we didn't get anything like the Jake Connolly that we wanted to. I mean, you guys know, because I know you spoke about it a lot, the amount of injuries we had last year was just off the scale. You know, we went into games with 13 players unavailable last year for long, long periods. So Jake was one of those. And we always knew when we signed Jake, because some of the coaching staff had worked with him before, that he was a little bit raw, but he had all the attributes. And we've worked ever so hard to get him to where we think he can be really effective in this division. And he is a, you know, a 19, 20-year-old specimen of a man. And he bullies people, and he's got that ability as well, pace and power. And, you know, technically, he's very proficient as well. So he's got an opportunity here to springboard himself into, you know, maybe back into the full-time game, or certainly to the top end of non-league football. But while he's still developing his skills, we want him to be doing it at Lancaster, which is what's happening. So, yeah, real high hopes for Jake in terms of continuing this form and having him up around the sort of top end of the goal-scoring charts would be a nice bonus as well.
So we're four games into the campaign. Obviously, I don't need a hashtag to say it's early days or anything like that, but it is early days. But you're in the playoff spots after four games. And you mentioned the injuries last season, which made it very difficult at the Giant Axe to get any form of rhythm going. All things being well, I mean, what's your thoughts on what's possible this season at Lancaster, Mark? If I can ask you that in August.
Well, we're not. Yeah, we're not mentioned. I listened to your preview. I think one of your analysts that came on Luke mentioned us as a dark horse.
Luke.
Was it?
Yeah, Luke at 26-0.
I like Luke, to be fair. it's the rest of them I'm not so keen on. I think we're in a really good place. I do think it's a wide open league, but it always is. I think it's the best league ever, by the way. I think you look at the results every week, you can't predict the things that are going to happen. Some of the scorelines have already been crazy, including ours on Tuesday night, no doubt. So I think we've got a decent chance of being up and around it. I mean, it's easy for me to say because I live in the environment of Lancaster, but people shouldn't really be surprised if we are, because we went from obviously bottom to 12th in my first season. We then were in the playoffs the first COVID season. We were unbeaten at the start of the second COVID season. We had two 11th place finishes, one against the backdrop of a massive change at the football club in terms of its ownership, and the second one on the backdrop of a crazy injury sort of riddled year. So should people be surprised if we are up there? And I'm not saying we will be, but should people be surprised? No, they shouldn't, because I think we've done enough to prove that we can be up there. And yes, we're not spending the amounts of the monopoly money that's going around this league at the moment, but we've got a really strong base of players with good character and a strong dressing room. We are organised, we know our roles, and if that's enough for us, yeah, we could be up there. I mean, you look at what Millie did at Bamber Bridge last year, look at what Spoons was doing at Hyde. You know, there will be teams up there who aren't as resourced as your big hitters and outperform your big hitters week in, week out, and you know, we'd like to put ourselves in that category as well.
And that takes us to this weekend's matches. Obviously, it's a bank holiday doubleheader, which is always a challenge. Guiseley first at the Giant Axe and away at Alderhouse to Atherton Coles on the Monday. How do you go about preparing for a weekend like this?
Well, the Coles game will be a 0-0, because it always is when we play them. You know, I don't want to discourage anyone from coming to a Northern Premier League game and supporting clubs, but if the history is anything to go by, it'll be 0-0. Because that's what it always seems to be when we play Everton Coles. How do we prepare for them? Well, we've got to make sure that we've got the depth of a squad, which I think we have got this year, to make sure we've got players physically prepared for the two games. I think there were two different games. I think, to be fair to Everton, they prepared quite a young side this year, maybe gone away from the stereotype of big, strong, industrious, and tried to do a little bit more, certainly from what I've seen, with sort of pace and youthful energy. Guiseley, really experienced, you know, brought in players who've been there and done it, probably not at the start that they wanted, and I know they've got some injuries, but I'd be amazed if Guiseley aren't top end of this division as well. So we prepare by doing our homework, which we've done. We trained well last night, we've patched a few up, and then my job is to try and select the fittest, strongest 11 that we can have for the two different challenges that we've got. But, you know, I suppose the win against Macclesfield takes a little bit of pressure off us in terms of the points haul, and if we were to get 3, 4 or even 6 over the bank holiday weekend, that would be a really good return, and we'd sort of set ourselves up for games that on paper look easier in the coming week, but we know it doesn't work like that.
No, absolutely. And just to say, regardless of the result on Monday at Alderhouse, it's got a cracking bar and good catering facilities, so get yourself down there on Monday. Saturday, next Saturday in the FA Cup, while I've got you here, Matt, just to talk about Witten Albion as well at home in the first qualifying round. That feels like a tough tie, that one, to be fair, at this point.
It is, yeah, absolutely, Ben. It's a tough tie. It's you twin that with, and I always say it, and I'm like a broken record, but my FA Cup record is abysmal. I think I've nearly managed 400 games now, and I've probably had at least 8 or 10 goals at the FA Cup, and I think I've won one game. So it's banana skin, isn't it? They're a very capable team at step 4, who still have a lot of step 3 players in my view. So they've had a decent start, and we'll have to be at our best. You know, there can be no complacency from us, and it would be a real boost for the club if we could get the finances arranged with involved with the FA Cup to come through the bank account as well. So let's deal with these two first at this weekend, but certainly after Monday it will be all eyes on trying to get a positive result against Witten in the FA Cup.
And last question, Matt, just about the upcoming season. Like we said, this feels like a good start, both, you know, with injuries and with results on the pitch. So how much are you looking forward to this season and what's possible at the Giant Axe, both in the league and in the cup competitions?
Well, I've got to say that it's probably the most engaged I've been in it from a football perspective. The players that we've got and the atmosphere around the players is the best I've had it, I think, at the club. So I am, you know, really motivated, really looking forward to the season, and the start has sort of just typified that and just confirmed that to me more than anything else. Where can we go? We would like to think internally that we could be up around an improvement from last year, which was 11th. If that improvement takes you to 8th or 6th, well, you're in touching distance of the playoffs and you feel like you're in it for the whole season. I think that's the starting point for us. Cup competitions are bonuses, aren't they? I think we always work on that philosophy at the club, that their bonuses, if they bring in extra income, fantastic. Obviously helps in all kinds of different ways in developing the club. But yeah, it's a nice feel at the place at the moment, and we are quite optimistic that we can make further improvements, as I think we've done pretty much every year at the club. We can make those further improvements, and that's things like the support. I mean, 600-700 there on Tuesday night, and I know Macclesfield was certainly brought a few, but it was our fans that were, you know, the most vocal in their support, and I think we've been doing that with really good media engagement. Our media team are absolute top draw at Lancaster now, and the guys, Maddie and David, who do that, you know, absolutely different class. We've introduced, you know, live commentary for the first time last season. So it's just all going in the right direction, and it's just, you know, it's nice to be at the forefront of that from a football perspective, and yeah, hopefully it all comes together and we can have a really positive season.
Absolutely. Well, Matt Felt, manager of Lancaster City, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Have a good weekend, and best of luck in the FA Cup as well, and catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Mark Fell there, manager of Lancaster City, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Obviously, early days in the league season, but sitting one place behind Lancaster City, just outside the playoffs, but on the same number of points, we've got Worksop Town. A good week for Worksop. Obviously, a 0-0 draw with the aforementioned Lancaster City on Saturday was followed up on Tuesday evening by a 4-2 victory over the previously unbeaten Whitby Town. A great result there for Worksop on Tuesday at the Turnbull Ground. And to catch up now with the Nottinghamshire side, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the Worksop Town manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, what a result on Tuesday night against Whitby Town. Quite an impressive performance, that one. I mean, how was it?
Yeah, well, great performance from us. Obviously, it's probably one of the most difficult places to go, especially on Tuesday night. We had the lads setting off from the houses at 2 o'clock, making us a long trip up to Whitby. So, and then to get there and put the performance in we did was magnificent. So yeah, all credit to the players, where they applied themselves and the performance to put in.
And obviously, I think it's fair to say it's been a finding your feet opening fortnight. Do you feel like after a result like that, and, you know, the previous two other results as well, which haven't been too bad, that Worksop have generally found the feet, to say the least, at this level now?
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to do anyway. I think, you know, throughout the year, we want to try and find his feet and just get used to the league and know what it's about, get to know the levels and the sides and the players in there, to kind of set ourselves up long term. But, you know, so far, so good. I think the results and the points tally at the minute, and where we sat, we'd have probably took at the beginning of the season. But it's a long season, you know, we're only 4 games in. But yeah, we are still trying to find his feet. But every game that we've played so far, it's been an improvement and a step forward.
We spoke a few times last season, quite a formidable season last year at step four. I mean, how do you prepare for that promotion, bearing in mind just how good, you know, the team was last year? You know, do you go for wholesale changes, no changes, or little tweaks? I mean, how did you go into pre-season, and what was your thinking?
Well, our pre-season thinking was try and keep the squad that's done so well for us. I think it's only right, and where I'm as a person and where I want to be as a manager, you know, they've got to be able to trust me, and that's the main thing. So they've done so well for myself and the club last year that it's only right that they get the first chance and the first crack to be able to do something special or to try and do something in this league. And that's has always been his thought so far.
How was pre-season with regards to, you know, results and keeping that momentum going? Because going into the FC game, that the pressure was on, really, wasn't it, to say the least? And it was a bit of a baptism of fire.
Yeah, baptism of fire, 100%. But I think also a reality check to know the standard and the level that we've coming into. We know that this difference between step four and step three, we've known for quite a lot that the difference is quite big. And obviously, I believe this is one of the biggest jumps that there is in the pyramid. We knew that, and to be honest with you, you know, there's no bones about it. You know, FC United were by far the better team in the first game, and rightly so, you know, went out 3-0 winners and probably could have been more. But that said, it allowed us just to reset, keep things calm, have a look at ourselves again, try and get bodies fit and onto the pitch, and allow us to go again. So that's, in a nutshell, what we think so far where we've started. But then going back to your question on pre-season, is that it's been a different pre-season to what last season's been, because last season we had no injuries and we flew through pre-season and we were raring to go, whereas this pre-season is kind of trying to get people fit but at the same time healthy and onto the pitch, because we've had so many injuries. So that's been quite a difficult challenge, but one that we're getting over now, and we're getting, you know, back to where we need to be in a full fit squad.
And at some point, obviously, we're only in August, so you've got no chance of thinking about it now, but you do have to take a step back and go, we went 37 league games unbeaten, which is one of the all-time great English records. So when you do get time to think about that, that must make you feel proud, to say the least, as a club and as a management.
Yeah, definitely. It does make us feel proud, and it's an achievement there that's now set to be broken by, you know, whether that may be in the future. But we can't think about the past now. We're going to move forward. That's all a distant memory now. And we've got to now focus on our next challenges and targets. And that is focusing on this year and trying as best to get as near as we can to that top half of the table.
And obviously, because you went on such an unbeaten run, how proud are you, not just of the record, but the fact that you did bounce back in a massive way at Mask United? You know, you drew 0-0 with Lancaster as well, and we saw the result Lancaster had midweek. So, you know, they're clearly a good team this year. And then to beat the unbeaten at that point, Whitby Town as well. So you could have had a shaky period after that FC United defeat quite easily, given the previous record you had. So that you must be really chuffed with how that's played out.
Yeah, I'm happy and a little frustrated at the same time, because, you know, I feel like we could be sat here with actually more points. I feel like we dropped 2 points at home against Lancaster. I think that one of our best performances so far out of 4 games. But that's football, and fair play to them. But we've got to be happy with the start that we've done, especially after the first game. And, you know, we just keep moving forward, keep trying to chip away and get as many points on the board as we can, and, you know, reassess it, you know, near end of November, December time, and then we know if to put the foot on the gas, or, you know, we're in a position where we're happy with.
And taking that form from the Whitby result, because that feels like that was a kind of, you know, a big announcement from Worksop Town after the start you had. It was like, here's a result for you all. I mean, what do you take from that game on Tuesday night, when you were essentially 4-0 up with 10 minutes left to play against a team who, you know, have had a really good start in Whitby?
Yeah, I just think we've just got to keep the momentum going. Where we're sitting now, we're 3 unbeaten. We've got to keep the momentum going and go to these sides and be positive, be on the front foot and see what we can do.
And obviously that takes us to the upcoming matches, and it's a busy bank holiday weekend. Hyde United away at Ewan Fields and a home game against Gainsborough Trinity on bank holiday Monday. How are you shaping up heading into this busy period now?
Yeah, like I said, it's just getting more bodies back into the squad and strengthening the squad as possibly can with the players that we've got out onto the pitch. It's going to be difficult because obviously short turnaround again, so we need as many squad players as we can. We will rotate to get the best and the fittest sides out in each of those games. But, you know, it's a period that we're looking forward to against two difficult sides. So let's see what happens.
And just with regards to Hyde United and Gainsborough Trinity, and just your overall expectations. I mean, you said about finding your feet, and, well, I said about finding your feet, actually. I mean, is that the aim this season, or is it to see what's possible? Because you don't beat Whitby Town and not be a good side.
No, I think we're keeping his feet on the ground. We're taking it game by game, and you know we're trying to, like I said, you know, we haven't set any personal targets or any targets inside the changing room, but internally we all know what we want to try and achieve in our minds and souls and where we are around each other. So it is what it is, but like I said, we do know the stepping standard. We are trying to find our feet, and let's see where the next couple of months take us.
And just touching upon Gainsborough Trinity on Monday as well, the attendance at Sandy Lane for the opening two home matches have been pretty good. I mean, the away following at Broadhurst Park as well was pretty strong. So is everyone at the club having a good time at Step Free at the moment? It looks like it.
Yeah, there's a really good positive vibe around the place. Obviously, the fans here are magnificent, absolutely fantastic, and have our 12th man. So we see a lot of smiles on their faces at the minute in time, and hopefully we as a management team, a club and players, that we can keep that smiles on their faces and keep the positive atmosphere around the place.
Second last question, Craig, just about the FA Cup as well. The draw was made for the first qualifying round, Sheffield at home, a bit of a localish game there as well. So what's your thoughts on that tie?
It's a local derby against a side that's recruited extremely well. We had as battles against them last year, so it's going to be a difficult game. We know they're a good side, but we'll be well prepared and try to get through to the next round.
And last question, Craig, just about Hyde United and Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. It's a busy weekend, to say the least, for all the managers in non-league football over this August bank holiday weekend. But how much are you looking forward to this challenge of locking horns with two clubs who were there or thereabouts last season when it comes to the playoff spots?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and they'll be thereabouts. This season's no doubt in that. So the challenge for us is, can we compete with sides that were above us last year and was in the playoffs or in and around it, and can we stand up to them tasks? Are we good enough to stand up to these tasks, and can we compete with these sides? So that's what it's about for us, and hopefully we can be positive and come away with positive results.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Craig Parrott, manager of Works Uptown, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Have a lovely weekend, and all the best in these two matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you. Pleasure. Take care. Thank you.
Craig Parry there, manager of Works Uptown, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to another team now who sit on 7 points after four matches, and that takes us to Warrington Rylands. Warrington Rylands with a 1-1 draw on Saturday at Atherton Coles, but on Tuesday evening, a 2-0 win at home to Ashton United. As I say, that result sees Warrington Rylands up to 7th position in the league table. And this weekend, they'll be taking on Morpeth Town and travelling to the Moss Rose to take on Macclesfield. And to judge the mood now at Rylands ahead of this busy weekend, let's hear from their manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that 2-0 victory over Ashton United midweek. That's three games unbeaten now, including two victories since the opening day. So you must be pleased with the start to the season.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the first game was always going to be tough. I think Radcliffe will be a tough game for anyone this year. However, 4-0 possibly didn't reflect. We actually played really well in large parts of that. To go then to Stafford on the Tuesday's tough, and we played well, and we're a little bit disappointed with our performance at Coles. Should have won the game, really. They had a big chance on 80th minute, but in terms of possession and territory and pressure, probably 2 points drop. But then the 4 points away from home at Coles and Stafford, if you back it up with an home win then to Ashton, it's a decent week getting the 7 points. So yeah, we're happy with that, and then now we're just on to another tough game Saturday.
Yeah, and I'll come to the Morpeth game and the Macclesfield game on Bank Holiday Monday in a second or two. But just to, sorry to bring it back up, but just to go back to that Radcliffe game, it's kind of like a bit of a freight train, isn't it? Well, welcome back to the brand new season. Here's your first half against Radcliffe. So to come out of that game and to have, you know, Stafford and then Atherton away, to pick up 4 points like that, you must be really proud of it, I think. But how much work went into picking the boys back up again after that opening game?
Well, I think obviously the team selection at Stafford said it all. We went with an unchanged 11. I think that'd show you how much positivity we saw from the first game. It was was literally four sucker punches in a very evenly contested game. We had more corners, we had more shots on goal, we had more balls into the box because we analyse all of that stuff. Ultimately, it's how many balls win the back of the net, which matter. But I think in this day and age, once you see the things that went on in the game was good, and things will turn in football. So we're kind of hoping our freak 45 minutes come first game of the season. But we just instilled the lads with confidence. We showed them the positives from the game rather than the negatives. We swept them under the carpet, and then we just knew we were going to Stafford facing a really tough game on the Tuesday, which, to be honest, we controlled from start to finish. So then, before you know it, kind of first game's forgotten about, and then you beat Stafford and you're looking forward to calls. So you've got to get over it pretty quickly at this level because games come so thick and fast.
So it's been, like I said, a decent start to the season. How was pre-season? Because the last time we caught up, Cleggy, we were talking about, obviously, you come in towards the Rylands, you were reshaping the squad. You had a very good end to the season, I felt, as well. So how was pre-season? Because it looked like you got a bit of momentum towards the back end of last season. So I'd imagine you wanted to keep that going.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, we tried to keep hold of who we thought we could keep hold of. We obviously lost Matty Sargent and Ducks to Radcliffe, who would be two really good players for them. And we did want to keep them, but then ultimately, again, if you know you get a better offer, it's like anything in life, you're going to go. So them lads went, we replaced them. And we looked strong pre-season, we're really relaxed, got all our business done very early. It weren't tons and tons of trialists, so the lads got to know each other pretty well. And you could kind of see a strong bond growing from minute one, really, because it's the same 16 or 17 at training every week and all getting to know each other. And that's why we were so disappointed with that first half against Radcliffe. We really felt we let ourselves down with that after a good six-week camp before that. So, but yeah, we're happy with where we are. But you know how it is, mate. You're in this league, you're only 1 week away from like thinking you can challenge for everything, and you're only 1 week away from everything collapsing and you wanting a new squad, because there's normally a Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. You win three of them or you lose three of them, and it puts you in complete different situations. And that's why you need to kind of be relaxed, have a plan, probably stick with it a little bit like we did, getting beat 4-0 opening day, keeping the 11 the same, and then going beating Stafford away. It's about really striving for that consistency and not chopping and changing constantly, and that's where we are right now.
And that takes us to the bank holiday weekend, and you've got two very different games, haven't you, to say the least. I mean, Morpeth Town at home. Morpeth have had a good start to the season as well, and then you've got Macclesfield away on Monday. I mean, how do you prepare for a weekend like this where you've got two teams who are going to be offering different challenges?
We just focus on Morpeth for now, and then on Saturday at 5 o'clock, that focus will then switch to Macclesfield. So the Macclesfield game, we've not even thought about yet. It's all focused on trying to get 3 points on Saturday. There'll be no people being rested Saturday with Monday in mind, and vice versa. It'll be our strongest 11 out Saturday, try and get 3 points, and then if we do that or we don't do that, we'll then start putting a squad together for Monday. I think, like I said, I'm at Coles, we were very consistent over my time there. Anyone would have told you our first 11 any given week, but stopping it was a different problem for people. Whereas in Ashton, I felt, you know, I probably lost myself a little bit from time to time, swapping and changing teams, a revolving door of players when they didn't perform. And I'm trying to come away from that again and go back to kind of what made me successful before. And so consistency is key. Keeping a good squad together is key, and keep putting the same messages across and beating the same drum. And hopefully, come the end of April, we'll be where we need to be.
And to ask you a ridiculous question about the back end of April with a question at the towards the back end of August. I mean, what are your expectations for this season and what's possible at Royal Surrounds? Because if you carried that form in the back end of last season into this season, then you'll be there or thereabouts, I'm imagining.
Well, I mean, do you want what I think's going to happen or what the club want?
yours, I think.
But I think Matt be better than we was last year, and I think if we can do that, we'd be in a great place. However, our resources compared to last year are a lot tighter. Do I think that made us weaker on the pitch? Probably not. Do I think it made us tighter off the pitch? 100%, yeah. So it's a funny one, because with the club, the expectations were, look, let's get a squad here who want to be here, and a squad here who want to play for Rylands and who were happy being at Rylands, because they thought quite a lot of that weren't apparent last year. And then let's kind of build the bridge from the players to the supporters to the volunteers and get that bond between them. That's what the club want. The club want us to be one club, to integrate with the youth, to have a pathway from the 18s and 21s to the first team. That's what the club want. However, in the NPL, we feel that we can challenge for a playoff spot this year. Of course we do. League's probably a bit out of touch this year, I would say, but we take each game as it comes. And, you know, when you've got some players who we have in our squad, I think anything is possible. But I'm only like every other manager. I've got to keep my best players on the pitch. I've got to be lucky with injuries. I've got to be lucky with suspensions. Likewise, on the flip side of that, I think you've got to be lucky when you come up against teams that they have a few little struggles, or maybe a good striker suspended for a game and things like that. And it's just kind of getting the rub of the green. But I think in this league, it's a real obvious statement. When you're on a winning run, every game looks winnable. But when you're on a bad run, every game looks losable. And it's just about maintaining that consistency and that focus. And going back to your point, what do we make of kind of the double header this weekend? We've not even thought about that. And it's looking at one game and taking it for what it is. Morpeth are coming to Gorsey Lane Saturday. We think we can beat them, so we're going to do everything we can to beat them and then shift our focus to Macclesfield rather than looking too far in front of us.
I'm sorry to do this, Clegg. I'm going to have to ask you a question about to make you look a bit further ahead, and that's to the FA Cup first qualifying round home game against Stockton Town. That feels like a really tough game to open up the FA Cup run this season.
I seem to always get
sorry
a North East team from the league below who are going to have a good year in the FA Cup in the first round. The most difficult games imaginable. So for us, we know it's going to be tough. After Macclesfield, we'll switch on to Stockton. We've got someone watching them this weekend, so they'll be getting all the respect from us. And when they come next week, we'll be hoping we can give them a tough afternoon. But it's the FA Cup. Anything can happen. Again, we're at home from a team in a lower division. Do we think we can win the game? Of course. But if we don't prepare right and give them all the respect they need, we also know we can be turned over ourselves. So again, we'll just be taking that game for what it is. We know it's going to be tough, but it's a game, again, we'll be wanting to win.
And last question, Michael, just about you know, the upcoming season. I mean, you touched upon it already. Your ambition, the club's ambition, seems very exciting. What's going on off the pitch there, and you're playing a leading role in reshaping a club, essentially. So how much are you looking forward to the challenge on the pitch and off the pitch at Orient Rallies this season?
I've really, really enjoyed my time there. We've got 32 youth teams. We've got all of that going on. I think we've got a decent enough bond. We've tried to get to know a lot of them. They come into our games now. Really proud to kind of to be manager of the club. We've got an unbelievable committee. They're doing all they can to kind of push the club forward as well. So people got to remember, it's only our second year at this level. We're new to it. We're learning. Then you look at some of the teams around you, your FC United, your Stafford Rangers, you know, your massive non-league teams, your Hydes and all of that, who are still in at this level. It's a tough league to get out of, and it's a league what's got some huge clubs. And when you look at it like that, you know, we have no divine right to go and win football games at this level. And that's why we're working so hard to put everything into doing that. But at the same time, I feel like behind the scenes, we're probably still trying to catch up to this level, and we are trying to do everything we can to do that. So it is exciting times, but it's all hard work, and you've all got to be kind of pushing in the right direction. I think we are doing that, and losing a couple of games certainly isn't going to dampen our spirits or lose any enthusiasm. We know how hard we need to work to stay at this level and to push on as well. So it's all just about hard work and focus from us right now.
Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Warrington Rylands, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck this weekend, and big good luck in the FA Cup, and catch up again very soon.
Speak to you soon.
Warrington Rylands manager Michael Clegg there, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to FC United now. FC United had a good start to the season, a 3-0 win at home to Worksop Town, but they then suffered back-to-back defeats on the road. However, on Tuesday night, it was back to North Manchester and Broadhurst Park to take on the previously unbeaten Ilkeston Town. And it was a good night for FC United, a 1-0 victory. And next up for FC United will be a tough weekend, to say the least, as they take on Macclesfield and Radcliffe. And to hear the mood now at Broadhurst Park ahead of the bank holiday weekend, let's catch up now with the manager at FC United. It's a big welcome back to the show to Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations for that Tuesday night victory, getting back to winning ways, and an impressive result against a previously unbeaten Ilkeston side. So how was Tuesday?
Yeah, firstly, Ben, thanks for inviting me back on the show. But in terms of Tuesday, it followed up from our first game of the season. In between that was two blips. But, you know, we started well against Worksop, you know, a high-flying side that, you know, haven't been beat for nearly 12 months. So, you know, difficult game. We then went to Marine full of confidence and, you know, we got hit with a lot of our mistakes and, you know, came away with nothing. Similar at Stafford. And then, you know, we tested the mental resolve of the squad and, you know, a new squad, I think average age now 22.3, someone worked out for me. You know, to come from back-to-back performances, new to the club, to go and beat, you know, Ilkeston, who've taken 9 from 9, is a really, really pleasing outcome and, you know, more pleasing with the whole squad and shows the mental toughness for him.
And speaking of that mental toughness, like you say, I mean, it started the league campaign brilliantly, beating a side previously unbeaten in the last 37 matches or something in the league against Worksop. So an impressive result there. But that first half against Marine, you know, where you're 4-0 down essentially, that's tough, isn't it? And like you say, a young squad to come back like they have done on Tuesday, that does show mental toughness.
I mean, there's two forms there. I mean, there was a lot of talk around FC United not winning for around about 12 or 13 seasons. You know, with that hoodoo, so get that off our back with a win. And then somebody then told me it's actually the first time in FC United's history that they've won a home game on the first game of the season. So that, you know, equally, you know, really impressed with that. So that took us into the Marine game. Like you said, the first half was really good. You know, we had Neil Young's side on the ropes for 20, 25 minutes. Then, you know, we kind of pressed the self-destruct button. A couple of elementary mistakes that we could have and should have avoided. They went 2-0 up, and then it was kind of everything we did went wrong. And, you know, to come in at 4-0 down, said to the lads, you know, welcome to football, you know, welcome to non-league football in particular, welcome to Northern Premier League. It's a really good standard. And the lads came out second half, they gave a really good performance when they made another mistake and, you know, they hit us and, you know, they ran out eventual winners and Neil Young's built a good side there. For me, though, I was impressed that we carried on playing right to the end, our style of football, and we didn't let our heads drop, and that took us into the Stafford game.
Obviously, the Stafford game, there was a defeat there, but it's at Marston Road as well. And I think Stafford, they had a bit of a shaky start, but they've come good in this last week or so. So they're going to be all right, I think, this season as well.
Yeah, I mean, Matty Hill always has a competitive side. You know, they lost the first two with FC United, then coming to town. We were on the back of a drumming at Marine. But again, another game that we played really well in, and that we had a lion's share of possession. Cam Belford made a couple of unbelievable saves. And they again, capitalised on our mistakes. But, you know, when you get a win, you take any form of win. And they've just shown that on the back of the win against us, they've gone and won again. So, you know, football turns around really quickly. For us, though, Ben, you know, it was important. We came away from Stafford. We regrouped. I have said in my interviews at FC United that, you know, last Saturday was reminding me of the COVID days, you know, where I put out a WhatsApp call at 9:30 at night and invited everyone to join on the screens. And all of a sudden, there was, you know, 20 boxes all over my screen. And we kind of just had a chat about the last couple of games and how people were feeling. And people got lots of things off the chest, especially the new lads, which is 11 or 12 of them due to the club. And we felt that was beneficial. And, you know, we closed the meeting by saying that Tuesday's another night. You know, we've got to be mentally prepared. We've got to be ready. But one thing is for certain, that FC United fans never turn on the teams and they'll be right behind the team. So we went into that full of confidence. And I think Ilkeston were quite shocked to how good we were and how quickly we moved the ball. And, you know, Nick Velardo scored the only goal in the game. A couple of nervy moments in the second half to be expected, you know, from a good side that Ilkeston are. But we held on and we got 3 points. And that takes us into the bank holiday blockbuster weekend, doesn't it, against Macclesfield and Radcliffe? They don't get any easier.
No, this is a particularly tough weekend for FC United, to say the least. But speaking of the squad that you've built, obviously in the previous show we were discussing the departure of the likes of Adam Dodd, Regan Linney went partway through last season, Michael Potts. So you have had to reshape it. We've already touched upon it in this interview already, but how do you feel this squad is shaping up for the challenges of like the coming weekend where you're playing Radcliffe and Macclesfield?
I mean, it's important for us that, you know, we build sides, that's what you do. And like I said, the likes of Michael Potts and Adam Dodd I've worked with for 7 or 8 years now, and every good thing comes to an end in football, you know, and they've gone on to the next part of their careers, and we wish them well. But then Brian and myself sat down, Brian Richardson, and said, listen, we want to create something that's special now and work with another group for maybe 2-3 years on the spin. So let's go and look young. And we did, you know, 18, 19, 20. I think at times this season, our oldest player on the pitch has been 25. It was only when Ennis and Curtis Jones played the other night, you know, we had a couple of older people in the squad, but we're very young. And that for me gives us legs. And like I said, it's important that they gel well. But since coming in pre-season, man, they've been absolutely unbelievable to work with. You know, we had a couple of setbacks in pre-season with Barrow and Stocksbridge. And then we've had a couple of setbacks this season in Marine and Stafford. But I said to the lads, all you can do is keep learning. Keep learning not only about each other, but learn about the football club, learn about the style of play, learn about our set pieces and so on and so forth. And over the course of the season, Ben, if you trust in your principles, and I talked to Peter Wilder Barrow the other day, and he said that, trust your principles, you know, don't change things. And, you know, we've done that. You know, we've got a certain style of play, which people know. You know, in particular, Bernard and John all know how we play because they played for me as players. So they know the type of football that I like to play. But if we carry on trusting that process, then we're going to win, I think, more than we'll lose. Although we've got a really difficult, you know, double-header on paper, it is only on paper. And it's what happens on the green grass. And, you know, we're looking forward to both games over the weekend, both top sides. Both will be in the top five this season. No pressure. I'm not putting any pressure on Radcliffe or Macclesfield by saying that, but they're recruited superbly well. They've got good management teams. They've got good owners, good backers. And I think they'll be up there. So for us, can we go and, you know, showcase ourselves against them this weekend?
And speaking of a showcase, I mean, the Saturday game in particular against Macclesfield at Broadhurst Park, this should be a big attendance. I think it's one of those games that's been flying under the radar a little bit more generally, but this should be a pretty big game in non-league football on Saturday, attendance-wise, certainly.
I think a lot of teams would exchange their crowds for Macclesfield's crowds, for FC United's crowds, which are always fantastic, you know, and sometimes you forget that we're used to having 1,800, 2,000 people into Broadhurst Park. Like you said, this weekend, I think Macclesfield will travel in the numbers. I think people who are neutrals will also look at the fixture and that say that's mouth-watering. And I'd love to have, you know, 2,500, 3,000 people, 3,500, you know, into Broadhurst Park to add to the atmosphere on Saturday. So, one we're looking forward to, but equally, you know, Bank Holiday Monday. Look at Radcliffe's fortunes in the last, you know, how many years now and the work that's gone on behind the scenes. They've got a really good fan base now. We always travel well in our numbers, in particular to places like Radcliffe. So I think there's going to be a lot of football to be watched over the weekend. No pressure at all from us on our side. The only pressure is that we put on people is carry on playing the same style of football. And hopefully, you know, come 4:45 on Saturday, or depending on how much stoppage time that the referees play, or depending on, you know, 4:45 on Monday afternoon, we'll see how many points we've got. We've got a points total in mind, Ben. If we achieve it, brilliant. If we don't, we regroup and we get ready for the FA Cup game the week after.
And perfect segue. Let's just touch upon the FA Cup briefly, Neil. Just at, you know, Barlick Town in the first qualifying round next Saturday. What's your thoughts on this challenge? North West County's opponents at Broadhurst Park.
I'm just glad that we're playing at home, because if we were playing away, some people would have said that I've fixed it because it's close to my house, Ben. Some people say that it's pre-season with the fixture. So no, you know, so it is a club that I know really well. A club that, you know, I've visited, I watch, you know, whenever we haven't got a game, because if Clitheroe aren't playing Barnhart and Carr, it's quite close. So, but I know a couple of players that are there, you know, Tom Dean, an ex-FC United centre-half, Brad Carsley, my ex-centre-forward at Bamber Bridge are there. So they're going to be good. They're going to be competitive. They're going to want to put a scalp over. There's always a banana skin in the FA Cup. We know that. We're just hoping it's not going to be us. We're going to have them watched and hopefully, you know, do our preparation work, go into it on the back of positive results at the weekend and hopefully, you know, progress as far as anybody, because any manager will tell you the first round of the FA Cup is the one that opens people's eyes. You only have to see what you know, the fortunes have turned at Marine. Once he got there, they then moved on to further rounds and playing Tottenham Hotspur, which has set him up. And every club is really happy for Marine, but also jealous of the fact that we love that type of money going into our football club. And, you know, I'm no different. So our FA Cup journey starts at Hampton Park, Oldswick. Hopefully, you know, the progression, we can keep the progression. And, you know, we got to the FA Cup first round in my tenure against Doncaster. Hopefully we can go and repeat it again.
And last question, Neil, comes across this interview already, but how much are you looking forward, not just to this busy weekend for the club, but the season more generally, and what's possible at FC United with this young squad that you've built?
I look forward to every time reporting to FC United, you know, training, game day, you know, going in to help out around the ground. It's a fantastic football club. And the fans deserve to have smiles on their faces and see a good brand of football. And that's what we've always tried to build at FC United. This season, I'm particularly motivated and excited by this group. There's some wonderful talent that we've brought in, and they've really bought into the principles that the football club stand for and how we like to play. So, you know, whether or not it's this Saturday against Mac, it's Monday against Radcliffe, it's the following Saturday in the FA Cup, or it's, you know, it's a league game or a Manchester Cup game, you know, we love reporting him, and the football season is what brings a smile to my face. I can't stand, you know, the close season or even the time away. You know, my life is either made better or made worse with the results at the weekend or on a Tuesday night. So, you know, that will always be my drive. And hopefully, you know, we can have a successful season at FC. And from there, hopefully develop football players and just have a good season. You know, that's what we're all in it for.
Well, Neil Reynolds, manager of FC United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us on this week's show. All the best this weekend and in the FA Cup, and catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben. Speak soon.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to me on Friday. And finally, for this week's show, let's catch up with Stafford Rangers. After two opening defeats in the league, it was back-to-back victories for the Staffordshire club this past week. A 3-2 win over FC United of Manchester on Saturday was followed up on Tuesday evening with an away win at Basford United. And let's catch up now with the manager at Marston Road. It's a big welcome back to the show to Matt Hill. Well, Matt, a big thank you for joining us, and big congratulations. A great week for Stafford Rangers. Two wins from two, FC and Basford United, this past week. How's it gone?
Yeah, it's gone really well. Obviously, it's a little bit of a relief as well, because like anyone, you know, you want to get points on the board as quick as you can. Obviously, it didn't go to plan against Lancaster and Warrington. They're two very, very good sides. But, you know, it is a results business game, and unfortunately, we didn't get the 3 points we needed in those two games. But bounced back really well at home against FC United, you know, in front of a really good crowd. So a good performance and a good win. And I always say it's one of the hardest things to do, to get back-to-back wins, and, you know, to go up to Basford, who are, again, a very good side. We dug in and we got the right results.
And obviously, when it comes to, you know, heading into the FC United game, at that point, you were not just 0 points, but 0 goals as well.
Yeah.
That's tough to go into a game like that. So you must be delighted with the response this past week, the fact you've scored 5 goals and got 6 points.
Yeah, definitely. We were, to be fair, in the first two games, you know, guilty of, when we got into the final third, making that sort of wrong decision in terms of the final pass, or that quality of pass, or, you know, getting that shot off at goal. In those two games, we were poor at it. It was something that we were clearly aware of, so the players. But again, they've got to show that little bit of composure, obviously, in front of goal. And like you said, those moments to pick the right pass. And really been nice that that came off in the FC United game. You know, we were really sort of encouraging them to, you know, to keep going, keep believing in what we were doing. And like I said, we do have a few new players in the squad and in the side that started. So again, we're all kind of gelling a little bit together as well. And hopefully we're getting better each game as we go along.
And how has pre-season gone as well, heading into this new season? Because towards the back end of last season, I think Stafford finished pretty strongly. So you'd hope, I'd imagine, that you'd wanted to keep that momentum going as best you could.
Yes, yeah. Well, like you say, you know, pre-season's always a little bit difficult. You know, you have players that, you know, around, players that are disappearing on holiday. So we had a little bit of a mixture of that. We had, obviously, you know, players getting injured right before, or on our last game of the season. So, you know, we have had a bit of a sort of a wobble in terms of, you know, pre-season having a bit of consistency. But like everything, you know, you've got to have a squad and players to step up in those moments. And, yeah, as I said to you before, you know, with the first couple of games, maybe again that little bit of cohesion and understanding is a bit slow to start off with. But again, take it away from the two teams that we played against; they are good teams, and you know that they're obviously showing there how well they're doing with their results. Looking at them, but no, fantastic response from Saturday, and it does breed confidence, doesn't it? You know, and hopefully that confidence we can continue to take on.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously heading into this week, there would have been a question mark maybe about Stafford Rangers going forward. But Nathan Blissett is a cracking front man, isn't he? And Nia Payne's had a very good start to this season, hasn't he? So I'm imagining you know, for those two, you want to continue that momentum as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's important in the front areas of the pitch because at the end of the day, they do win you games, you know, by getting goals and creating chances. So it is important that we, everyone's fit and healthy because we do have a small squad that we're going to carry through this season. So that has to be a little bit of luck with that. But yeah, like you say, when you've got strikers and wingers that are confident and, you know, are on the front foot and looking for moments to take chances, you know, that makes us dangerous. And long may that continue for them to be fit, healthy and, what should I say, energetic, really.
So what are your expectations for this season, Matt? Because, you know, you've had spells since you've taken over at Marston Road where you've been there or thereabouts, but you've been under no illusions that you just want to see progress year on year at the club. So is that the aim this season to, you know, maybe push towards the playoff line and be a bit more consistent, let's say, throughout the season?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest thing to, you know, in any squad really, is to be consistent in terms of asking the players, you know, to perform. You know, I say week in, week out, but we go Saturday, Tuesday. So there's a lot of games within that. You know, like I said, go back to it. You know, the players, they all have, you know, their own jobs. So again, those moments when they finish work, come and rock up on the Saturday and the Tuesday, and we're expecting them to be full tilt. So it can be difficult, and that's the hardest thing, you know, within non-league is to be consistent. But it's a little bit like, I suppose, I'm not saying that the Jurgen Klopp's that they have their own targets. We have our targets. You know, we have a certain, you know, points that we have to get, first of all, to make sure that the club's safe in the league. That is the priority to start off with. You know, we have to accumulate enough points that we know that we're mathematically safe. The quicker you do that, then obviously you can look, you know, further afield and in terms of what that goal could look like. But to start off with, you know, the main aim is to get enough points to make sure that the club is safe and then we move forward thereafter.
And that then takes us obviously to this weekend, a very busy weekend in the league, Workington away for yourselves on Saturday, and then at home against Matlock Town on Monday. Like I said, a busy weekend. How do you prepare for two teams? These are two different challenges, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Workington, they've you know, they had a fantastic home result against Ashton. They're a team that's strong at home. We've got a long journey up there. Don't want to ever make excuses about the travel time, but it is a long journey to go up there and go and play. And obviously, I'm still expecting us to have a good performance come tomorrow. But the fact is like you say, you travel all that way to travel all the way back. One day rest on the Sunday to go again on the Monday. He is asking a lot from the players. But it's something that we've got to deal with. And first things first, you know, we've got to take care of Saturday and really focus on trying to get the maximum points up at Workington. And we know we have to be at our very best to beat Workington if we want to get those 3 points. And then we'll do a body count and then take it on to Monday.
Yeah, and obviously the Monday game, Matlock Town, decent crowds at Marston Road for the start of this season. Here's for a bumper bank holiday crowd as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it makes a massive difference when we have, you know, the supporters in numbers. Obviously, the atmosphere is great for players to play in. So, you know, you've got to relish those moments when you've got a good atmosphere. And like you say, when we do have that, it actually, I think, spurs us on and, you know, gives us that energy to hopefully get the right result we need.
Yeah, and it's that's three straight home games coming up as well. So I do have to mention in between Matlock Town on Monday and then Marine at home in the league on Saturday the 9th, you've got this FA Cup first qualifying round tie on Saturday the 2nd against Atherstone Town of the Midlands League. Tricky game on paper. What's your thoughts on the FA Cup this year?
Yeah, no, definitely. When you're playing against a team in the lower leagues, it always, you know, will raise their game for the moments. So you're always on a hide into nothing. You're expected to win on paper, but we know, you know, they're a very good side. You know, we'll have them sort of watched and looked at, and, you know, we'll treat it with the utmost respect. But it'd be great to have a cup run, because again, it's important for the club in terms of finances. So we won't take it lightly when it comes, but like anything, you know, on the day, you know, they'll be throwing absolutely everything at it, and we've got to match that, if not more.
And it's like we've said about the league, isn't it? It's just adding to that consistency. And, you know, yeah, once you get through the first qualifying round, before you know it, you're actually in the fourth, if you're lucky enough. Yeah. That's what it's all about in this opening part of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and again, like I say, it only breeds more confidence winning games of football. So, you know, you only take one game at a time. And if you can keep picking up those wins, like I say, hopefully you then turn around to go, well, you know, we're building up a nice momentum. But, you know, we can never get too carried away in football because, as we know, you know, we've been on moments where we've been on a nice little run and then all of a sudden things stop. So, you know, you are conscious of just taking it one game at a time and go from there.
And last question, Matt, just before, well, we were calling this on Friday, I'm imagining you'll be setting off shortly for the Workington game, won't you? So apart from the travelling up there and the travelling back, how much are you looking forward to the upcoming weekend, the FA Cup early rounds, and just what's possible at Stafford Rangers with the squad you've created for this season? What's your thoughts on what's possible?
It sounds boring, but you know, you just can't get too far ahead of yourself because you have those moments of injuries and this, that, and the other, which can sort of change things for yourself. But you know, the one thing is that we're striving to win every game that we play, and that will not change throughout the season. And then at the end of it, hopefully we can turn around at the end of the season and look back and actually say a job well done.
Well, Matt Hill, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Manager of Stafford Rangers, have a good weekend. Good luck in the FA Cup, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you, Ben. Cheers, mate.
Matt Hill there, manager of Stafford Rangers, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And obviously, it's very early days in the league season, which is why we're not really talking much about the results themselves. And we're certainly not doing fixture previews at this point. They will return, though, in September. Before then, we've got plenty of league matches. And for all the latest fixtures, as well as results, head over to the NPL website. That's at www.thenpl.co.uk. Next week, our attentions move away from the league, though, towards the FA Cup, as the first qualifying round matches take place on the 2nd of September. And next week, on the main show, as well as on the return of the Step 4 show, we'll be catching up with loads of managers hoping to start a run in this season's FA Cup. So look out for those podcasts next week. As I said, in the meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me this week. But that's it for this week's edition. Have a lovely bank holiday weekend, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.